All right, we're all going to be baking this holiday season. It's Pete McMurray in the Skyline Studios, 312-981-7200. She is the owner and chef at Drizzle Kitchen, which is a private chef services company, the first in Chicago to focus on nutritious, allergy-friendly foods. You can go to drizzlekitchen.com for the details. It is Chef Kendra Peterson. It's great to see you. Thank you for coming in.
Happy to be here.
Who has an allergy that you know that you started this business?
How did I get into the allergy part of it?
Yes, how did you do that?
So I have a degree in nutrition and food science.
Okay.
And instead of going like the dietetics hospital route, I went to the meal prep food route.
Okay.
And we were just cooking for normal people who wanted healthy, nutritious stuff. And then I was approached by a family whose son had some really severe medical issues that needed to be treated with some food stuff. Like they needed to take things out.
Okay.
Once we did that, the family came back together. They all had dinners together, and he started feeling better, and now he's totally fine.
And you're like, there's a market for this.
Yeah, well, and also I was like, there's people who actually really need help. It's not just people who want someone in their house to make their food. Like, this will change their world. This will change their life. So
we all want a personal chef at our house, don't we?
I want a personal chef.
So I don't mean to say regular, but you started out as a normal chef, and then you switch gears.
Right. Yeah, yeah. So I just started making healthier, more nutritious meals for people who were just too busy and were sick of ordering out. And that was great.
Oh, God, that's our family. We're always, so my wife and I both work, and yeah. It's like, okay, it's 5 o'clock. What are you going to do? You're going to make dinner? You're going to order?
It's hard.
From someplace.
It's really hard. And if you can't just like throw something together on the whim,
right,
then you end up ordering out because that's just the easiest option.
It's crazy how you go to parties now and you hear about so many people with allergies, mm-hmm, and gluten sensitivities.
Mm-hmm.
How come we didn't have this 15 or 20 years ago?
Well,
or maybe we had it and we just didn't know it.
Yeah, so you bring up two good points. The first is sensitivity versus allergy, because they're two different things.
Okay.
An allergy is an autoimmune response, so your body will attack itself, basically. A sensitivity, you can have some similar symptoms, but you don't have that same, like, attack response. There's a lot of research out there trying to figure out why they're so much more prevalent now.
Okay.
But the two biggest theories that are actually coming out of the University of Chicago, which is awesome, is our overuse of antibiotics. Because
right,
it kills the healthy bacteria in your gut, and then also our lack of fiber, which stems from ordering out, eating processed foods, nobody eating vegetables. So eat your vegetables.
Give me, is it all vegetables? How do I supplement the fiber? Because I take the fiber pills,
sure,
every single day.
Okay. Fiber pills are great, but
yeah,
what I always say to people when they ask me about what vitamin to take, I'm like, you know what vitamin to take? Fruits and vegetables.
I eat an apple almost every single day. Okay. Honeycrisp, I love them.
Great, that's good. Let's incorporate more of a variety. Berries, and eat the rainbow. I know it's such a cliche thing, but every color has different nutrients in it. So eat the rainbow. Lots of fruits and vegetables. Whole grains also. I know everyone's like anti-whole grains, paleo, non-grain.
We need somebody. There's too much information out there. I just need a list of things. Give me bullet points to eat, and I'll do it.
I
need a list.
I know. It's hard. There's too much information.
What
which
about
is why
vegetables?
People are
give me your top three.
My top three?
For fiber.
Broccoli.
Okay.
For sure. Peas are awesome.
Mm.
I know. But they're so full of fiber. They're really good for you. And leeks, actually.
I don't even know what that is. What is a leek?
It's part of the onion family.
Hmm.
It's delicious.
I don't know about that. Okay, let's take broccoli, for example, which I love.
Yes.
And we had it on a pizza last night. I don't know.
Did you really? I like
yes,
that.
Yes, we put broccoli on a pizza.
Perfect.
But how do you prepare it? You can only prepare it so many different ways,
oh
and you
God,
get sick of broccoli.
No, there's so many
put
ways.
Put the cheese sauce on it. You can saute
you
it.
Can
throw it in the microwave.
With Parmesan cheese, so
yeah,
it gets really nutty.
But doesn't
and
that
toasty.
Defeat the purpose if you're trying to stay healthy? You're
no.
throwing cheese on broccoli.
No, because if you have a whole head of broccoli and you sprinkle 2 tablespoons of aged Parmesan cheese, which is
okay.
actually very low in fat and very easy for your body to digest because it's been aged, it's such a minimal thing that will help you eat more broccoli. If you knew the amount of kids for families that I cook for who like hate vegetables, and then all of a sudden you add a little bit of homemade ranch seasoning or
right.
a little bit of like whatever flavor they love.
I feel
and then
like
all
ranch
of a sudden,
is the devil. Ranch and sugar. Keep it out of my
yes,
diet.
Yes, sugar for sure.
Chef Kendra Peterson is here. You have a recipe that we're going to share with our listeners in just a second. And this is a gluten-free mm-hmm. brownie recipe.
It is.
How many times did you have to make this before you got it right?
Well, this is actually a family recipe from forever ago. So I just kind of remade what my mom wrote down.
Okay.
But a typical recipe when I do recipe testing, I mean, it's anywhere from 3 times to 10 times. Truly.
Especially three times to 10 times.
Especially with allergy-free cooking, because you can't just swap things out. Like, it's really rare that you can just do, you can substitute one thing for one other thing. It's usually multiple things you have to group together to replace one item.
Right. Well, the recipe is on my Facebook page if people want to check it out, and we're going to run through it next. How
awesome.
About that?
I love it.
And there's a nice picture of you holding the brownies. This Christmas, you're invited to fight for the hungry, the hurting, and the hopeless, to fight for those hardworking families across Chicago who struggle to make rent, buy groceries, keep the heat on, and have holiday gifts for their kids. To fight for justice, hope, and love for thousands of children who live in poverty in your own neighborhoods. You can join the Salvation Army's Fight for Good and help them win. The Salvation Army serves more than 1 million people every single year in Chicago with important services, including shelter, meals, childcare, disaster services, and holiday assistance. And you make it possible for them to win with donations at the iconic Red Kettles and online. Please join the Salvation Army's Fight for Good. To donate, go to John Williams' page at WGNRadio.com, or you can go to SalArmyChicago.org/WGNRadio. Let's do the most good this holiday season. Go to WGNRadio.com. Find John Williams' page to donate. In studio with us is Kendra Peterson. She is a private chef, and she is going to share Mom's Caramel Brownies with all of us. That's been posted on Facebook with a picture of the brownies. Now, when your mother came up with this recipe years ago, you said it was a family recipe.
I think she was given to it. It was like that time when everyone shared recipes because everyone was cooking. You know, nobody ordered out or ordered in or ate out type of thing. Everyone just cooked at home.
Well, this is gluten-free. Did your mother make it gluten-free?
No,
did you do that?
I did. Yeah, okay. I made it gluten-free. And I'm still tweaking the recipe a little bit. I might like it a little fluffier, so I might add some sort of leavening to it, whether it's an egg.
I don't even know what that means. Like what? So you add an egg to make it fluffier?
Egg usually adds volume and structure. But you could also add some baking powder, which will help it rise as opposed to spread, which baking soda will do.
Do you teach classes?
I do in-home classes, yes, I do. But that's actually my favorite part. I used to teach at the Chopping Block in the city.
Okay, I've done that. Yeah. It's awesome.
It's so fun.
It is.
Yeah.
DrizzleKitchen.com is your website. Okay, tell us about this recipe, first of all.
It is hands down like the recipe that all of our friends ask for. I was just talking to my sister before this, and she's like, oh yeah, I made this recipe, and I brought it to a group of girls, and they were like, our mom made something similar, and it reminded us of growing up. Like, it's delicious. It's chocolatey. It's caramely. It's gooey.
Well, anything chocolate and caramel people are going to love, aren't they?
I know. Right? I know. And it's super easy. There's like six ingredients.
Okay. Can we run through it?
Yeah. It's, now I have to remember from memory. There's chocolate chips. There are baking caramels.
Yep.
Evaporated milk.
Okay.
Butter.
I have the list in front of me. It's interesting.
And gluten-free chocolate cake mix.
Now, where do you get gluten-free chocolate cake mix?
Everywhere.
I can buy that at Jewel.
Yeah. Target, Jewel, Walmart, Whole Foods. Anyone has gluten-free mixes now. It's really, really common.
Oh, so what do they substitute it with?
You substitute the all-purpose flour with usually a blend of flours. And typically, you need to add something in like xanthan gum, guar gum, or psyllium husk, which I know sounds like foreign, crazy stuff.
Where do I get that? No, I've never even heard of it.
It's in the mix.
It's
so you
in
don't
the
need
mix.
To worry about it.
Okay.
Yes.
Got it.
Yes.
People are thinking to themselves, gluten-free brownies, it's not going to taste the same. Do they taste the same?
I beg them to come to the studio and try them.
Really?
They're so good.
Okay.
Yeah, they're gooey. You just got to find the right recipe. And this one especially is like dense and chocolatey and gooey. It's not like a cake brownie. Which is my
worst kind of
brownie.
So it tastes just as good as regular brownies.
I think so.
People wouldn't know the difference.
No, not at all.
If you make this.
Not at all.
I love that people go gluten-free because they want to lose weight.
Don't.
Isn't that the funniest thing?
It makes me angry.
I've gone gluten-free. I'm trying to watch my calorie intake. It's like, it doesn't work that way, dude.
Typically, they actually gain weight. Because gluten-free food has a lot more calories, usually, to make up for the lack of gluten. I mean, it's like anything else. When you remove the fat from cookies, you add a gazillion pounds of sugar to it, you know? So
anything in moderation, right?
Lots in moderation. Yeah, I think there are some things that maybe you should probably never consume.
As a personal chef, what's your go-to? What's your dish? It's like, I'm hungry, I'm going to make this. Because in our house, it's tacos, because it's easy,
delicious.
Everybody likes them,
delicious.
And it's simple to make.
Yeah, probably two things. One is a triple pepper pasta. It's like a sweet sauteed pepper olive oil sauce.
Triple pepper pasta.
Yeah, so it's like red peppers, yellow peppers, orange peppers. Saute that with onions and garlic and a little bit of chicken broth or vegetable broth and olive oil. It's so easy and delicious.
So no meat. That's it.
No, that's it with pasta or beans or whatnot. And then the other thing is I make a lot of saag paneer, which is an Indian dish with spinach and paneer cheese.
What does that taste like?
It's so good.
Is that going to give me gas?
No. Are you sure? There's no beans in it. There's no beans.
What's the most overused ingredient when people cook?
Truffle salt.
Truffle salt.
Everything has. I feel like every restaurant you go to, they want to be fancy, so they put truffle salt on it, and it's like so old.
Passe. Underused ingredient.
Regular salt.
People don't salt enough.
No, I think people are scared. I think people are really scared of salt, and if you use it the right way,
okay.
There's actually a chemical reason why things taste better with salt, because it unlocks flavor compounds, specifically right. in vegetables. Like, you need the sodium little ion to do that. It shouldn't taste like salt. It should just taste better. But people are scared of it because their doctors are like, oh my God, high blood pressure.
My grandmother, Teresa Corey, God rest her soul, mm-hmm. she couldn't put enough salt in food. Honey, that needs more salt. Bring it over. By the way, and I grew up with so much salt. Mm-hmm. As an adult, I dialed back the salt, and I went to the doctor about a year and a half ago. Yeah. I'm low in iodine. I had to take iodine supplements.
Well, but that's also a different reason, because a lot of people now are using strictly sea salt.
Right.
Which does not have iodine in it.
Yes.
So look for iodized sea salt. That's what
Where
I use when
I'm cooking.
Where do you find
that?
That, you can usually find that in most grocery stores. I know for sure Whole Foods has it.
Huge fight in the McMurray household. My wife loves the sea salt, and I need the iodine.
Sea salt is good for finishing. Tell her that. Sea salt is really not necessarily meant to be used.
She uses it for everything.
I mean, it's delicious. I love it.
But of course.
Iodized sea salt for cooking. And then a nice, like, crumbly, like, Malden is a great sea salt for finishing.
She puts sea salt. This is a woman from Wisconsin. Yeah. She puts sea salt on her watermelon.
Oh, yeah. Because it unlocks Everything. The flavor compounds.
I understand that. biggest mistake people make around the holidays when baking.
I think they don't read through the recipe before they start.
Because we're in a hurry.
So then they're halfway through and they're like, oh my God, I forgot this ingredient. Or how much of that do I need? And then all of a sudden your baking powder is already rising and you're in trouble.
We were talking earlier about baking around the holidays. Mary mentioned that she is not in the holiday spirit and she's got to do all her baking this weekend. Mm-hmm. Can you give Mary some advice about baking? Mm-hmm. Mary, what do you have to make? Mm-hmm.
Today, I make about 6 variety of things. I'm making pecan crescent cookies today. Yeah. I have to make all the peanut cookies in one day because my son has allergies. So he's at work. So when he gets home from work, he's like, light the candles, open the windows, get the smell out.
Bleach the kitchen.
But yeah, so I'm making peanut butter kisses, crescent cookies, peanut clusters.
Oh, wow.
And
you're going to be baking nonstop.
And the pretzels with the coating, you know.
Oh, yeah, that's cute.
The Christmas pretzels.
Cute. Yes.
Yeah, so I don't know. I don't know how many I'll get done this weekend, but I have to have them done. I mean, it's like 5 days before Christmas.
I know. I usually, when I'm like last minute, I usually go for bar cookies.
Yes.
I don't even know what that means.
It's like they're the cookies that you put in a 9x13, like a big sheet, and then you cut them. Instead of scooping out each cookie.
Right.
Or bark.
Right. Yes, bark is perfect.
Bark is good, too.
What is bark?
Chocolate bark. You know, like peppermint bark?
You cut it up with your hands. You just, you know, you make a big bar of it, and then
I've eaten it.
Yeah.
I'm sure you have. It's delicious, and it's just melted chocolate that you pour onto a sheet tray.
Well, that sounds wonderful.
And then you put whatever toppings you want in there, and you crack it off.
How about yogurt-covered anything? Mary, do you make yogurt-covered anything from scratch? Do you make the yogurt?
No.
Okay, nobody makes the yogurt from scratch?
I don't think so.
You can't really, because it has to be, like, powdered. You can't really use real yogurt. It has to stay refrigerated.
You can't bake yogurt, Pete.
No.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I'm just asking because I love the yogurt-covered chocolate. I love it.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or the yogurt-covered pretzels.
Yeah. They're tasty.
You're right. It's fantastic. You're looking at me like you're a little nuts. So Mary has to cook. She comes from a very large... Are you getting together with your extended family, all your siblings around the holidays, or just your family?
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. The whole family on Christmas Day will be at my sister's house for hors d'oeuvres and drinks. There'll be about 60 or 70.
Oh, right. Wow.
Yeah, because everybody's got little kids now, you know? There's so many little ones running around.
But that makes it fun, then. Do they open presents?
Yeah, well, pretty much not that day. Everybody's done with their other families. It's just too crazy.
Right, right.
We go out to my sister's. I have a large family, too, and there'll probably be about 50 or 60 people there. And we go out to my sister's, and she makes this dessert that I only eat once a year around Christmas. 7-layer bars.
Oh, yeah.
With the coconut on top, it's just fantastic. Mm-hmm. And I can eat like 17 of those and I'm good for the year. Why are they so good? What is in those bars?
Salty, besides coconut, sweet, crunchy. Like it hits all the things you want.
Mm-hmm. I love coconut. I feel like it's underrated. Too. People are so polarized when it comes to coconut. They mm-hmm. love it or they hate mm-hmm. it. Why is that?
Specific flavor.
I don't get it.
It's like mushrooms. There's no middle ground for mushrooms. You either hate them with everything in your existence.
Right.
Or you want to eat them every day like me. I love them.
I'm a big fan of mushrooms.
They're so good.
I am. So we posted the recipe online mm-hmm. for Mom's Caramel Brownies. Mm-hmm. And people can also go to your website and ask you a question. They can...
Absolutely. Yeah. Instagram is the fastest way to reach me.
Okay.
So Drizzle Kitchen on Instagram. You can send me a direct message, but you can also email me through the website.
I love that you came in today.
Thanks for having me.
You're going on vacation today, or is it tomorrow?
Today.
Today's your day.
Yeah.
Okay.
Got some things to wrap up.
Chef Kendra Peterson, DrizzleKitchen.com.